As many of you know, yeah, last night was Jay Leno's final Tonight Show performance. Let's see here. Garth Brooks wasn't the only person that sang for Jay Leno's final Tonight Show. Kim Kardashian also sang, too. Fortunately, it was only like one or two lines. Her line was, they sang So Long Farewell from The Sound of Music. A whole bunch of people did. And Kardashian's line was, So Long Farewell, tonight I told my folks, and now I won't be the butt of Jay Leno's jokes. Well, maybe not on TV, but he'll still be doing stand-up. Billy Crystal, Jack Black, Carol Burnett, Jim Parsons, Sheryl Crow, Oprah Winfrey, they all showed up and sang a little bit. Then Garth Brooks sang him out to I've Got Friends in Low Places. Celebrities also showed up to give him some advice on what to do now that he's retiring and leaving the Tonight Show. President Obama can't allow a moment to, you know, pass for him to show up and, I don't know, promote himself. He said that he would make Jay Leno the ambassador to Antarctica as payback for all the jokes he told about him. Jay Leno held it together pretty good until the very end of the broadcast. And he said, you know, the first year of the show, I lost my mom. The second year, I lost my dad. Then my brother died. After that, I was pretty much out of family, and the folks here became my family. So he handed the show over to Jimmy Fallon, and we'll see where it goes from there. David Letterman made a mention of him on his program, gave him a nice send-off. Conan O'Brien, however, you know, remember what happened? Leno left. Conan O'Brien took over. Then, for whatever reason, Leno came back. Whether it was Leno wanted to come back or NBC said, oh, we made a mistake, please come back, who knows. But Conan O'Brien always felt like he kind of got the shaft. He was handed the Tonight Show, and then it was taken away from him. That's why he jumped networks. Conan O'Brien said, NBC has the Olympics tonight. It's a big deal. NBC will finally get to show somebody who's okay with passing the torch. Good shot. Let's see here. In other news, we have talked about how Charlie Sheen, for whatever reason, has just been kind of mean and insulting to Ashton Kutcher about, you know, taking over from Two and a Half Men after he got fired. Well, this week, Ashton Kutcher called out Charlie Sheen for slamming the work he's done on Two and a Half Men. Now Charlie Sheen is apologizing, kind of, but he also threatened him. He said, if Ashton ever calls him out again, he'll put him in a hospital food diet for a year. That's an apology? Really? All right, now, you guys know how much I feel about Leonardo DiCaprio. I think Leo is a good actor. I don't think he's a great actor, but I think he is a good actor. I don't really like him all that much, but I will tell you this. I gained a little respect for him with an article that I read. Apparently, being 39 years old, he has been basically in Hollywood for over 20 years. He's been acting since he was a teenager. He says in an article or an interview that he did with the LA Times that he has never once done drugs. Never done it. He says, that's because I saw this stuff literally every day when I was 3 or 4 years old. So Hollywood was a walk in the park for me. I'd go to parties, and it was there, and yeah, that's the temptation. Leonardo says that the L.A. neighborhood he grew up in was filled with prostitution, drug addicts, and gang violence. Now, I'm assuming that his definition of drugs includes weed, but he says he's not a completely, you know, sober individual. He drinks. He's admitted to partying a lot in his younger days, and he also has a major tobacco habit, is what he said. But he's trying to quit using e-cigarettes. That, you know, I kind of gained a little respect for Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm glad because it's, you know, like I said, I've been kind of harsh on the guy. Anyway, all right, let's talk about new movies that are coming out this weekend. The Monuments Men. George Clooney was all over the news and all over the TV shows. He was on The Daily Show and other late-night talk shows really pushing this movie. They have been promoting this movie tremendously. It's a World War II movie based on, this is very cool, it's the real-life mission to recover stolen art masterpieces before the Nazis could destroy them. The Nazis destroyed a lot of artwork. A lot of priceless, valuable art was destroyed by these evil individuals. And there was a group of individuals that they went out to try and rescue it. George Clooney directed the film. Matt Damon, Bill Murray, John Goodman, Kate Blanchett, they're all in it. It's not getting tremendously good reviews, but we'll see. The Lego Movie is also out. Chris Pratt from Parks and Recreation plays Emmett, an ordinary Lego figure who's mistakenly identified as the one person destined to save the Lego world from an evil tyrant. Will Ferrell plays the bad guy. Morgan Freeman is the ancient wizard who predicts Emmett will become the greatest master builder of all times. Vampire Academy is also coming out. Yeah, that sounds great. And a couple, three others that are, well, you know, big deal. A little bit more information regarding the Philip Seymour Hoffman death. As you know, he was playing a significant role in the Hunger Games movies. And now there is some question as to what the producers are going to do to finish his scenes in the latest Hunger Games movie that's in production. The New York Post is claiming the producers of The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 have decided to finish shooting Philip Seymour Hoffman's scenes by digitally recreating him. They are going to try and do it using computer graphics and camera tricks and angles and so forth. The CG work is amazing now. It is truly amazing. But how good is it going to be? Are we going to be able to tell? That's the real one. No, that's the computerized version. Well, we'll find out, won't we? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Thanks for sticking around. We'll be right back with how about we answer some of your very important letters in the listener email bag.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.